South Park tells Ice Eat a Bag of Dicks. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 6, 2025. Comedy Central's long-running South Park series told the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to eat a bag of dicks on Tuesday. Wait, so we are relevant? South Park wrote in a Tuesday X post, adding the hashtag eat a bag of dicks. The show was responding to a recruitment X post from the Department of Homeland Security, which shared a screenshot from a trailer of South Park's upcoming episode depicting six Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents in a vehicle. The Department of Homeland Security, however, could throw the same remark back at South Park, given that ICE is apparently relevant enough for the adult cartoon to feature the agents in its upcoming episode. In the episode, titled, Got a Nut, viewers will see Mr. Mackey losing his job and desperately trying to find new employment, which will apparently involve a stint working with ICE. Notably, this is South Park's latest shot taken at the Trump administration and conservatives. Last month, the show attacked President Donald Trump in its 27th season premiere, bizarrely depicting the president in bed with the devil. Watch below. The White House responded to the episode by dismissing South Park as irrelevant. In an amusing turn of events, South Park appears eager to keep up with popular conservative culture, as the series will also have its Eric Cartman character imitate Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. In its Monday post that apparently struck a nerve with South Park, the Department of Homeland Security shared a link taking X users to its careers page, which reads, America needs you, adding, America has been invaded by criminals and predators. We need you to get them out. We want to thank South Park for drawing attention to ICE law enforcement recruitment. We are calling on patriotic Americans to help us remove murderers, gang members, pedophiles, and other violent criminals from our country, a DHS spokesperson told the Daily Beast. ICE recruitment, meanwhile, is off the charts, despite the agency facing a historic amount of threats. A record 78,000 people have applied to join ICE to support Trump's deportation agenda, which the president campaigned on, winning the 2024 election in an epic landslide victory, acting ICE director Todd Lyons told Fox News on Monday. We have almost 78,000 applicants since we opened up, Lyons said, referring to a recently launched recruitment initiative. We're going through and we're finding those people that really want to serve the country and really be in law enforcement. I think it's a great way to recruit. Now we're taking back our rehired annuitants, people that left the job early because they weren't allowed to do the law enforcement mission, he added. On Tuesday, Superman star Dean Cain also announced that he is joining ICE. I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it, so I joined up, Cain said. And here's your opportunity to join ICE. You can earn lots of great benefits and pay. Watch below. Since President Trump took office, ICE has arrested hundreds of thousands of criminals, including terrorists, rapists, murderers, pedophiles, MS-13 gang members, drug traffickers, you name it. Very dangerous people who are no longer on the streets, Cain continued. You can defend your homeland and get great benefits like a $50,000 signing bonus, student loan repayment, legally enhanced retirement benefits, and special pay for those in the field operations and law enforcement roles, the actor added. So if you want to help save America, ICE is arresting the worst of the worst and removing them from America's streets, Cain asserted. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.